Welcome to the Best Hour of Their Day podcast with your hosts, Jason Fernandez.
And me, Jason Ackerman. With more than 20 years in the business,
as both coaches and affiliate owners,
our passion is to help create world-class affiliates
and coaches by building
better
boxes.
Welcome to
the Best Hour of Your Day.
Welcome back to the Best Hour of Their Day podcast. We've got two special guests. We've got Goruck on here, the official sponsor of CrossFit and the 2024 CrossFit Games. And to talk all about that and more, we've got Carrie Hare, OG. You've been involved in CrossFit as long as I can remember, project manager for Goruck. And then Jimmy Letchford, president of Goruck. I don't think that's accurate, Jimmy. Is that accurate? You're president?
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking over here.
They didn't tell him what he was president of. They were just like, we're just going to give you this fancy title.
I'm just going to throw this out there. We've all seen other sponsorships not work out in the CrossFit space. This is the beginning of the end for Goruck. Jimmy's president.
That's true. Everyone can pop some popcorn, crack a beer, and sit on back.
Also a legend. I mean, both of you, we'll talk about your relationship with Fern because you guys both Naval Academy grads. But Carrie, how long have you been involved in CrossFit?
I started CrossFit in 2008.
Yeah, and tell us about your journey, because I feel like you're the one of the people that any event I'd show up to, you would just be there. But I never knew exactly, like, you, I know you're like maybe in media, you were, I'd show up at HQ in Boulder, you were there. I saw you, remember a couple months ago, I ran into you at that little local competition. But you're just like always there.
That's it. Very much jack of all trades, was around in the early days of the CrossFit HQ office, or the second office, if you will. The first one was like a law firm in Scotts Valley, California. And started there and literally was in media, events, operations, you name it. I think I touched all the departments, ended in affiliates, building affiliate programs, and exited that and entered Goruck just before the games last year.
Well, what do they say? 90% of success is just showing up? How's you?
I mean, that's what you can tell people that were going to a CrossFit gym, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. How about you, Jimmy? You were just also one of those guys. Always, I want to like say you were back at like my level one, level two. You were just around back way back when, like 2007, 2008.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I found CrossFit in the military by our buddy Lance Cantu. Remember Lance?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know that Lance introduced you to CrossFit. Okay.
Yeah, well, Lance was in my platoon when I was a young lieutenant. Okay. And, you know, I came out of wrestling all those years and, you know, like we were just getting ready for deployments and I just got fat and was trying triathlons and, you know, we did ground fighting and all this kind of stuff in the platoon. And he's like, hey, sir, these workouts are crazy, but you should check out CrossFit. And I did. And, you know, it was like, no looking back. But yeah, those are early days. It was like I knew Lance in 2004. So it would have been like 2004, 2005.
That's what I say. This is like really, really early, like 2004, 2005. Yeah.
Yep. And then, just continued on and got sent to a seminar by the Marine Corps and met Greg and Dave and Nicole and a few others there. And, the rest is kind of history for me.
Yeah, I remember when because I started CrossFit in 2007, and then I don't remember what I saw. I might have been like a journal article or maybe an old video, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, there was some video that it would like had to do with like you guys, some sort of co-op with the Marine Corps that CrossFit was doing that you were in. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, there's Jimmy. <It's> like,
yeah.
Like there he is.
That was Operation Phoenix.
Yes, that's right. Okay, got it.
Operation Phoenix. Yeah, yep. That was like one of my first projects at CrossFit.
That's cool. You guys didn't overlap at the Naval Academy, though. Did you?
Yeah.
Did we overlap?
Oh, really?
We did. Yeah, we were there at the same time.
I would say we overlapped.
Like, <you're> not. Inside jokes, Kerry. I don't get it.
I tell you. So, like, Jimmy and I. So, Jimmy's a 03 grad. I'm an 04 grad. So, he was a year ahead of me. But we had a lot of mutual friends. So, like, Scott Long, who played basketball. He was like right next to me. Like, we sat next to each other. He was actually one of my groomsmen at my wedding. Also, really close with Jimmy and good friends with Jimmy. So, Jimmy and I found ourselves at many of the same extracurricular activities, shall we say.
Jimmy, give us some dirt. Give us one dirty Fern story.
No, you I can't do that. That's not how that works. Yeah.
Nothing.
Not in public.
That's fine. You just ruined it.
We went to Scotty's wedding and that was a whole lot of fun. Let's put it that way.
That was good.
Hey, Fern, I won't talk about it.
Thank you for bringing back those memories, by the way. Yeah.
Was Jimmy around for the incident?
No. That was in supply corps school. Yeah.
Okay, that was after? Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to...
there was many incidents that Jimmy was there for, though.
So talk to us about the relationship with GoRuck and CrossFit. This is, was announced recently. Like Kerry had told us, you're the sponsor of CrossFit. That's a huge deal. 2024 CrossFit Games. I'm excited. We were saying how we're going to get outfitted by GoRuck on seminar staff, and our mutual friend Brendy was saying they are the most comfortable shoes she's ever worn.
I listen. I've never given anybody a shout out on shoes just because literally they just give us free shit. So like, but people are like, hey, what are those? Do you like them? And it's the first shoe ever between all the Reeboks and all of the Nobles, they're really comfortable, and I wear them every day.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not gonna bash companies, but Nobles are highly uncomfortable, right? Like, I've not met many people that were like, try these. They make your feet feel good. It's always like, I have to wear these for 12 hours. My feet hurt.
I appreciate all the shout outs, and here's the truth. They are. And I've been around for a very long time, right? And I signed the Reebok deal, right? Found it, signed and negotiated it, and with help of others, not just me, but I've been around from the Nano ones to all the way to the X's and the X5s and the X710s and whatever the fuck they were. But the GoRuck shoes that we make, they're great and they're comfortable but more importantly, they're durable and they're technically sound. Those shoes will go for a long time. And if they don't, we'll replace them.
You'll replace them?
Yeah. If any kind of if it's within any kind of reasonable time period and like the sole starts coming off or something, like that is number one, not acceptable. And we ask them for them back and get them to our factory. But two, it's like not to our standards. Like, we build everything so that you can beat the hell out of it. And with lifetime guarantee on our rucks and anything like that. So,
I actually just had 6 months ago, Scars sent my ruck in, they stitched it up, but they sent it right back. Yeah. That's really cool that you guys,
Jimmy, how long?
We call it the Scars lifetime guarantee, right? Like, right. So I'm in a closet. We call the champagne room. This is like an office, very GoRuck authentic. Right. But on the other side of that wall right there, there's 12 sewing machines that are working, prototypes and concepts. We get a lot of people send rucks in for customization, because they just love their ruck, and at the games, you see it, and we're seeing it more and more, people coming up, stopping at the booth and being like, dude, I've had this ruck since 2010. I did this event at this place with these people and all this. And, they don't want another ruck because they love theirs. And so they customize them,
Jimmy, how long have you been at GoRuck?
Almost 3 years now.
Oh wow.
So it's been a little bit. I'm curious. So when I knew you transitioned over there, and then I was watching this kind of evolution, at least to me, like as an observer, this feels like probably the most natural fit that I've seen you in as from a job standpoint. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's very accurate. I got really lucky. coming out of, I mean, I've got a good education, right? An economics degree and basically a minor in general engineering. You know, you've gone to war a bunch of times, led Marines in combat, like come out and like total package. And I went over to CrossFit and my old man's like, you're going to go work for some fitness fad, you know? But like all that time, like really was, and I'm like, Dad, I think this thing's going to be big. And he's like, yeah, okay. I think you're making a mistake. And they, you know, him and my mom ended up opening an affiliate, you know, about 5 years ago, but it's funny anyway. Yeah. And, but all that time, like was just on the job training, right? It's just making relationships, learning things about business, finding good people like that, that became longtime friends. And I got this opportunity, you know, I mean, Jason and I bumped into each other the year that the games had Rucking for the first year, you know, when the athletes were doing iterations and coming back and putting more weight in or whatever it looked like. And we kept in touch and he's like, I want you to do more with me. You know, with Garlic. I'm like, yeah, dude, anything you need, brother. And he's like, we just kept talking and talking. And, you know, I ended up over here, man, doing a contract first. And I love these people. You know, I love this brand. Jason and Emily are great people. And they built a great culture over here that I'm honored to be a part of. And like, it is a collision between like what I love doing is being a part of a great brand and growing a great brand and the military and fitness and community. Those things are like what I want to do for the rest of my life. And this is that. So yeah, you're right.
That's cool.
It's a good fit for me.
That's cool.
Well, on that note, you started 3 years ago. What's, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about role models and leadership with you, Jimmy, because you've been really all around everything in CrossFit. And now, like we said, you're president there and you've gone through the Naval Academy. Like you said, you've been to war. We would just love to hear more about, you know, who some of your best role models have been and leaders in your life and what made them great role models and leaders.
Wow. Yeah.
We went heavy, right? You know, we did some research. Shout out to Cody. We don't want to just talk about the fluff stuff with you. You've been on other podcasts. I can go find
that. Yeah, I mean, I've had some moments in, you know, like all throughout the years. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing because I wasn't prepared for that question, but I've got one because this has been kind of a monumental thing in my life, right? I grew up wrestling, you know, from very early age, and anybody who's been around me knows that. But like, I've never told this story out in public. There was a coach and I called him up last year. In fact, called him out of the blue. I haven't seen this guy probably in, well, it was 1999. I hadn't seen him since 1999. I called him out of the blue. I found out where he was. He's an athletic director, I believe at Canterbury. Yeah, up in the Northeast. His name's Jim Stone. All right. And this is a minor moment in like real history, but not in my history. It was that I was playing on a football team at Blair Academy. And Blair, if you know anything about it, I was in the foundation program, Fern, before going to the Naval Academy.
Yep.
Did Blair you wrestle Academy, there?
I wrestled there. Yeah.
That's a huge, huge wrestling school.
Huge wrestling and great wrestling. I mean, just like, I mean,
to this day, I mean, the best wrestlers going into college are coming out of there and a handful of other schools. Yeah.
Every single one of the kids and guys on my team went to a Division I college and started, you know, so that was that. Yeah, it was that kind of college, but that kind of place. But I wanted to play football. I mean, honestly, I would not have wrestled in college if I could have gotten a football scholarship somewhere. I just love
it. You're not much bigger than me, Jimmy, right? You're what, like 5'8", 5'7"?
Fuck. Hey, you're not 5'8 or 5'7.
No, as I was saying,
I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy, because he wasn't so much trying to bring you down in height as he was trying to bring himself up in height.
Yeah, that's right.
I noticed, I was like, that's much taller than me, but I'm saying, like, point being, like,
I'm 5'9.
You're 5'9?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say though, if someone saw you and you were like wrestler or football, they'd be like wrestling.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I always wanted to be bigger than I am, you know. But I played football at Blair, and we were national prep champions. Right, we were undefeated, and I'll tell you that Coach Jim Stone was one of those moments for me. Right, and or one of those coaches that just like really set things on a different trajectory for me. I was one of the running backs and a linebacker. And we were just hard nose. I was just a hard nose runner, right? It was just like, get the ball, drive it down the field. It was, there was no finesse really in the way I ran. And we knew it. We played to it. And we had the other tailback, who was fast, went on play to Colgate. But anyway, there is a moment in one of these games in order for us to move on and to play in the National Prep Championship. It was 4th and 10, and we were short time in the game. We were trying to decide what we were going to do. Maybe we can get the ball back. Maybe we couldn't or whatever. And we were on the side of the football field, and here was the moment. I looked at Coach Jim Stone and I go, "Coach, give me the ball." And he looked at me and he looked at the rest of the guys and he goes, "The guy wants the ball. He's getting the ball." And we went on, picked up the first down. We ended up winning the game. We ended up going to the National Prep Championship. Now, very, very small moment. No one would even remember who we played in the National Prep Championship or whatever that looks like, right? But for me, it was one of those things where it came out and you just go, you got to want the ball in life, you know, and you got to want to go for it, right? And I called Jim Stone up there last year and I called him up and I was like, "Hey, Coach Stone, my name's Jim Letchford." He's like, "I remember you." And I was like, "I'm going to tell you a story that changed my life forever." And he's like, "I remember that exact moment. And I tell other kids about that exact moment." Right. And so like a leader like that, whether we won or we didn't, it was one of those things where it's like, he had such an impact on my life, and he gave me the ball, right? And he's probably given a lot of kids the ball since then, proverbially, right? And so Jim Stone's one of those leaders. Jeff Buxton, who was the wrestling coach, one of those leaders. Joel Sharrett, you remember Joel Sharrett, Fern?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a story about that one too. I mean, Sharrett was a good example. He was a beast of an athlete. You're talking 4-time All-American at Iowa. 190-pound wrestler, and one of the real founding members of the Marine Corps Martial Arts Program. He wasn't a Marine, but he was a contributor. And I was marching tours for I don't remember what at the Naval Academy.
That means Jimmy was in trouble.
Yeah, and I was like, it was the middle of the winter, marching tours, and like when you march tours, what you do is you walk in a square.
Square
or one tour is 1 hour, and I think I had like, I don't know, 100 tours or something. I can't remember what it was about. Yeah, it was like, and I was so ready to like, I'm kind of like, what am I doing here? You know, I could be trying to wrestle at a different college or whatever, and everything. And I told Joel, I was like, I don't know if I can make it here any longer. I was like, I don't want to do this stuff. And I'll tell you that morning after morning, and I'm talking like you do your tours before all the formations and stuff. So it's like 4 a.m. in the morning. Yeah,
it's early as fuck. It's cold outside.
It's cold. You're tired. You have
a stupid fucking old M1 rifle.
Yes. And you walk slow in a square. And I told Joel that I was like I was ready to leave. And I'm just kind of trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. And every morning for, I can't even tell you how long, at 4 a.m., I would see a guy sitting on a bench in the shade, or like where the lights from, King Hall and Dahlgren Yep. Hall and everything were kind of reflecting down. I still can look right across the way and seeing this dude sitting there. He'd be sitting there with his hands in his pockets, and I'd finish my tour and he'd get up and he'd walk away. And it took me a while to figure out who that was. It was Joel. And Joel was there marching the tours with me. It was pretty impressive. Just good setting the example, you know, mutual suffering kind of guy. So,
So those are both really cool stories, by the way. And I could absolutely see how those would have significant trajectory impacts on your life. When you think about what you guys are doing at GoRuck, like what are some of the things that you bring from those into GoRuck? Cause like you spoke to the culture piece there, and culture gets thrown around quite a bit, and it's annoying to me because I don't think that many people have great culture. But what do you bring from that, or what do you try to bring from that into GoRuck from a culture standpoint?
Well, I mean, look, I personally believe, like, and it kind of sounds cliche and all this stuff, but I do believe that, like, leaders, you know, you have to have, like, really good leaders know how to love very well. And that's not like, you know, like, yeah, you got to love your wife. I love my wife, you know, dearly, right? We just finished 20 years, by the way.
Congrats.
Not finished.
Time's up. Yeah, no, we made it 20. We're out.
Yeah.
On to the next one.
Yeah, no. We just hit 20 years 2 weeks ago. In fact, to the day.
It's like a tour. You did a tour. Is that?
Yeah, I did.
It's like you marched in a square for 20 years.
Yeah, but you gotta you gotta love, right? Like you gotta be able to love who you're standing shoulder to shoulder with, leading or following. Like there's a lot of that involved in leadership and followership, right? And you know, you gotta know how to follow to be a good leader. You know, they say that, but like you gotta know how to follow, and you gotta know how, like, you have to be loved. You have to have I think there's a lot of opportunity for when you're following, for you to have those moments where you get the ball from somebody and you go, I love that. Like, I love how that, you know, affected me. And then you reflect that down on other people, right? And so for me, like what I bring, I guess, to GoRuck is just like, you know, I love these people. I love this brand, you know, like I care about where we go and how we do it. And, you know, the lives we can change through rucking and everything. And it's like, my job is to empower these great individuals at work here to, you know, help build better people through whatever that looks like. Right. And, you know, I just love doing it.
You brought up something there that I think is really important. And you and I have had many offline conversations. We've talked business, we've talked other things, but what I really appreciate about what you guys do and the conversations between you, Jimmy, and you, Carrie, and anybody else that I've talked to over there is like that, how you do things is really important. And yeah, it's not just be like, hey, we're trying to do this, but you know, we've had some pretty candid conversations where it's just like, we're not doing that because that's not who we are.
Yeah.
And it's like, because this is how we do things. And that holds true for you guys. And that's what I've appreciated about every conversation I've had with you guys that is even remotely close to business or even remotely related to business is like, oh, these are people that really, really care, that really, really mean what they say when they say, hey, this is how we're going to do something. It's not just about what we're doing. It's about how we do it. And that's what's really cool, because I think there's a great opportunity in the space, particularly the CrossFit space, for people like GoRuck to set an example there. And I don't think that is, I don't think it's insignificant.
Yeah. You know, Carrie can talk a little bit more too, but I mean, look, through the years when I was doing the sponsorship stuff through CrossFit, at CrossFit and everything, and then, you know, partnerships around the games and things like that, and just whatever I moved on to next, right? Brands would always be like, hey man, what's this, like, how are you successful? And it's kind of like, man, you gotta just keep showing up. You gotta be a part. Like, that's the biggest thing about this community, and any for that matter, you know, like you can't do it from, you just can't do it from not being there and not, you know, sweating and hugging and drinking the proverbial beer with the people, right? Like that's what we do, right? And that's how GoRuck will be a part. Like this, you know, this partnership for us is not really about like trying to move product, you know, like, yes, we're in business and yes, we're growing business and everything, but it's my relationship with Dave You know, it's my relationship with the affiliate owners and Don Fall and, you know, you, Fern, and everybody, like, in 5 foot three Jason over there, like, this is very natural for us. Like, you don't, I don't go into relationships with like, hey, here's the end state of this, right? It's a lot of the process. And right. What makes this really unique, like to Jay's question at the beginning, he's like, talk about the partnership. And I'm just like, dude, we get to come out, hang out, throw some rucks on our back, work out with really great people that are engaged. And yeah, they're going to touch our product. And yeah, they'll eventually buy it. And yeah, our shoes are great and people will talk about it and all that stuff. We know that'll inherently happen. But I'll tell you, like, our marketing team, although good, is not really focused on how we can sell trinkets to CrossFit people. It's not it. It's like, how do we show up? Like, Carrie and I were out at Dallas last week. We were in Fort Worth at Dickies, which is an amazing venue, by the way.
That's like, cool.
Amazing venue. And CrossFit is putting a lot of effort into making the experience great. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been in that venue before, but I've never been in the underbelly, and it's going to be a really good year.
That's cool. Yeah. Somebody else was, we were having some conversations, APN stuff, and they were talking about like some of the setup, and I was like, I'm getting a little fired up about this. Like, this sounds badass.
It is badass. And the whole area is amazing. I'll tell you, Fort Worth, Sports Commission is on steroids, and they're really good and they're really fun. And the outskirts of the venue, like, yes, in walking distance, but if you've got a car or you can take an Uber 10 minutes in a large vicinity of that area, there's stuff to do everywhere. Food's right. Great. Music scene's awesome. You know, like, you can get a great steak, you know, like, you can hear some great music, you can dance. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
But like, what we're doing right now is like, how do we show up and activate? Like, that's what we're talking about. Like, and it's not like, what's our booth going to look like? Because if everyone's expecting GoRuck to just show up and try to peddle, you know, product, it's probably not going to be like, you know, it's not what you're going to see. You know, you're likely going to see us running rucks and throwing sandbags and working with the fans and the fan experience and all that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I can put all of my resources into an infrastructure and making sure size larges are on the rack, or I can bring 40 GoRuck employees to do the things with the people and hand out the beers. And you know which way I'm going.
And I think that's a lot of what's been missing in that space with sponsorship, with the marketing and CrossFit. It's always, I say always, but oftentimes it's felt like, hey, we're here because we want to not infiltrate, but, you know, get into a new market.
We have to recoup our investment.
Yeah. And, you know, and it never felt authentic.
Yeah.
And I think this is also one of the first sponsorships where a lot of people are already using the product.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, in the past, it was like, oh, we've got this new company and then CrossFit benefits them, where, like you're saying, I've had my GR2 10 years, and Brittany had those shoes long before there was any agreement there. So, you know, I think we already see the value in the company, and that's a little bit of the difference here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you're right. And that's kind of like where we're positioned, right? Like, we're not doing it because we think it's the best way to talk to the community. Although we recognize that that's probably going to happen. It's the way we do things, you know, it's the way we do things. And it's the reason why, actually, we are the partner with CrossFit. And like, look, CrossFit, I'm so tired of listening to all the rhetoric on the outside. I really am, you know, and to be quite honest, I have re-engaged with it recently because of the CrossFit partnership. But to hear like all these people having, you know, everybody's got the best idea for how this, you know, what they should do for us and all this stuff. It's kind of like, you know, like that's, yeah, we just need to level set on that, I guess, is the best thing. But like, you know, we just know that this is who we are and this is how we do it. And CrossFit recognizes it too. And CrossFit like had opportunities to go with other brands, but they went with us because they recognized that in this category, we're good for the CrossFit community. And I think that's of note for, and kudos to CrossFit, because they could have taken some big ass check from somebody who's just going to pepper billboards all over the place and not understand what CrossFit is. I mean, it's out there. It's, you know, this is a great community with great people and engaged consumer. And, you know, but they didn't. They went with us because we did show up and we are raw and we do, you know, drink the proverbial beers with the community, right?
And the real ones and the real beers.
And the real ones.
On that note, I know we wanted to at least touch on a little bit, but the kind of the affiliate partnership that you guys are working on, and this is, I think, more of Carrie's swim lane, but can you guys speak to that as much as you can, at least at this point?
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, when I came on board, you know, Jimmy and I talked around how do we do the right thing for the right people, you know, that old sentiment. And the people that are owed the most in this community are the affiliate owners. And secondarily to that, I think the seminar staff, you know, I mean, maybe not secondarily, but like on the same plane, right? Like it's those two huge groups of people that help build this community to what it is, you know, out there doing it daily. And so how do we support them best? And also like looking at previous partnerships and thinking about maybe where balls were dropped or resources maybe misallocated, but like, We just knew we wanted to focus on those groups. And I think what that will look like is still being determined, but we know the angle we want to go with those folks, and it's to be a lot of things for them. And I know that's a little vague, but as we sort through the details, I don't want to like overshare here. Kind of spun up some things, but we always have the ability to get out to events and help support. And we've kind of created a funnel for that. You know, Jason, I think you and I saw each other at the first CrossFit event I've been to in maybe like 5 years.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it was like that piece of the community, I think, was lost for a little while. We were like, I know people were doing those events, but you didn't feel that culture that was happening, that like people got excited about. I walked back in there and I was like, oh, I haven't been to one of these in forever. And, you know, you get the hairs stand up on your arms as you watch, you know, for us, it was like I was watching a 70-year-old from CrossFit Roots that was absolutely crushing. She had no idea. She was just out there with like whatever the master's category, which was like 35 and over. She had no idea. She was just in it, but she just showed up and she was amazing. And like seeing that and being able to recognize it, like we know that's out there, right? Because Jimmy and I and several others are CrossFitters, and like we just know what's happening out in the community, and we want to support that.
I can tell you guys what I've specifically, you, Carrie, one of the things I appreciated, because you and I had conversations probably, I think, last year at the games, and you too, Jimmy. The questions that you, because we get questions all the time, right, about affiliates, right? So it there's no shortage of people coming to us and asking us, like, what do affiliates need? Like, blah, blah, blah. But the questions you guys asked were different, because the questions were not like, hey, what do affiliates need? Or like, what can we provide to affiliates? The questions were, what is best for affiliates? And most people probably wouldn't recognize the difference between those two questions, but I fundamentally understood the difference between those two questions, which is, we're not here to siphon revenue off of the affiliates. We're here to provide value to the affiliates that is mutually beneficial. And that's what I appreciated about the approach that you guys took. It's the approach that you guys have taken with any interaction with us. And we have made very clear that, like, we want you guys to feel the same way when interacting with us in any capacity, is what is best for the other party. And if we can have those conversations, then it's probably a good deal. Like, whatever it is, like, whatever we come up with, it's probably like a good deal. If we start from a standpoint of, like, what is good for you? And yeah. if I can generate that, then this is that win-win scenario that we're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're nailing it. I mean, because it's not, to us, it's not about transactions. Right. And I mean that, like, both, I mean, we make product, right? And we sell a lot of it on goruck.com and goruck.eu, by the way. We launched that last week. But, like, we sell a lot, and there are a lot of those transactions. But, like, transactional relationships they're dirt. Like, they're not worth a thing, you know? And, like, it's one of those things where we realize that because it's who we are. It's what we build our brand on. And, like, there's a lot of brands that would pay for what we have, you know, like, you know, a lot of brands would love to go back and have experiential, real relationship marketing and real relationship interactions, like, that can't do it. I mean, I'll tell you that, you know, like, to pick any kind of, pick a product, it doesn't matter, an energy drink, if you will, or whatever it looks like. I mean, and just putting cans in people's hands, it's like, there's no real relationship there, right? There's no real, you know, kind of, it's transactional. Mm-hmm. I have this, I give it to you, and there it was, kind of thing. And, like, what we do and what we will continue on always do here is not have that. We won't be transactional. It'll be very much, you know, like, we can listen. We're small, we're nimble, we're really aggressive, and we can listen to what's out on the streets. And then we can make movement. I mean, the OODA loop concept, right? And John Boyd, look it up. You can nerd out, geek out on it for a long time. And a lot of military people have heard about it, but I don't have to go super deep into it, but I talk to my team about it often, probably to the point where people start rolling their eyes if I turn my face. But, you know, OODA loop, and it's observe, orient, decide, act. Right? Like, take an observation, you know, orient yourself on, like, where are you? Like, and this comes from fighter pilot, right? Dogfighting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, observe, orient, where am I as a, you know, in relation to the thing, make a decision and act. And those who can do that fastest are the most, you know, have longevity in whatever that is. Now, when you bring that to business, you know, a lot of the big brands that are only looking for the transaction, you know, don't have a fast OODA loop, because it's not about that, right? It's about, like, how can they get product in front of somebody to get a transaction? Where for us, our team knows is that the magic is going to be with these affiliates, because they are. And Chaffee was making fun of me last week about the heartbeat, but, like, I've been saying that long before Chaffee even knew what CrossFit was, dick. But it is, it's like, we know, right? So, you know, like, we have a relationship with them, you know, and we can listen to them. And our OODA loop is really, really short, and, you know, it'll pay off in the long run, because we have relationships. So,
Jimmy, I know what OODA loop is, but in case any listeners, it went over their heads, will you just explain? I would explain it, but you should explain it.
Well, here's the bad part. Okay? He actually did already explain it. You just missed the...
No, he said it very quickly. Okay. And I caught it all. Like, I don't want to, you know, I caught it all.
You look up anybody who wants to geek out on this. His name's John Boyd, OODA loop, right? And he was a fighter pilot, and he wrote a bunch about this concept. But if you think about old dogfights, you know, dogfights being jet on jet, kind of going after each other, and they're all upside down and around, like this used to happened in World War II, and happened, you know, throughout, you know, when the jets got faster and more sophisticated. But, you know, when you talk about that in the sense of fighting and dogfighting, in this case, he had that concept is like the person who can observe, like first, orient themselves on the observation, right? Orient, and then make a decision and act on it. The faster they do that, you're doing it faster than your enemy, you're going to be more survivable and you're going to be more lethal. Now you can take that to business. I take this to business just to say, like, hey, like, what is it that we can do, like, in our observations, and orient ourselves on what our capabilities are and just make a decision and act on it aggressively. And like, I tell the team that, like, you know, and you can wait around forever for 100% solution and you're never going to have one. You can wait and wait and wait, and things will never be perfect. Never. Not buying a house, not, you know, having kids, not, you know, it kind of doesn't matter. Launching a new product or whatever, it will never be perfect. But at 80% solution, if you aggressively attack it, it's going to be way better outcome than waiting around for the 100% solution, because you're just waiting, you know? Yeah. So
that's cool. Yeah, that's great. You know, observe, orient, decide. What I do wrong with you, Fern, is I bring you ideas, but I only give you like 50% of the solution. I need to give you 80%.
Well, 50% is very generous, but yeah. It's usually a fleeting thought that is only partially formed.
I'll do this. I'll be like, I have an idea. And then Marcus and Fern will be like, have you considered any of this? I was like, no, I did not consider anything. Just an idea. It's an idea.
I considered no things. I had the thought and I handed it to you guys.
I just did an O loop. I just oriented. I just observed, actually. It was just
observed. Do you guys have any initiatives you guys can or want to talk about for the games specifically, or the Open for that matter, since that is happening as at least of the time of this recording within like 48 hours or 24 hours, actually, almost?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. The Open offer is great, right? Like, you know, we partnered with CrossFit to, if you register for the Open, then you get, 20% off on a purchase of $99 or more on GoRope.com. And it's through the training collection that we have, which is all footwear, the ballistic trainer, the Rough Runner, all of our sand products, 4.0 plates, weight vests. Like, it's a pretty solid collection of amazing gear. There's really no limit to that. So get on there.
If I was going to buy pants, what pants should I buy?
That's a good question.
Simple pants. Those simple pants are really good.
Simple pants. Okay.
Yeah, they're really good, man. Like, they really. I was just talking about
size 5'3". Do they come in 5'3" size?
Yeah. No. Yeah. They 16 inch.
Whatever Jimmy wears. Wear the same.
No, I think Jay, you should just get the simple shorts, because those will be pants for you. I was talking with the team about this, is that those things we should call them like the no wash pants or something. Like, there are simple pants, right? But they're like indestructible. You really don't have to wash them like for extended periods of time, right? Like,
I don't wash jeans. I like the sound of this.
Well, listen, this actually is making them more enticing to Jay. I can't tell you how many trips I've been on with this guy, and I'm like, that's the same shirt you've been wearing for three days.
He'll be like, yeah, he'll be like, same shirt, huh? And I'm like, the t-shirt's different, you know. I like this, Jimmy. The simple pant. Wait, I looked it up. Oh man, you got a 32-30. I might be able to squeeze, like, not squeeze in.
You might squeeze in. Yeah, you might squeeze in. You can roll them three times.
Let me see the bottoms. Can they be hemmed? Oh yeah, these can be hemmed.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. But like, we've got a lot of exciting things coming out, right? Like, when we did this partnership with CrossFit, like, it was somewhat late in the game and we knew it, right? But like, again, the GoRuck is not I'm just going to get this out there. We are not like, we're not a CrossFit company, if you will, right? Like, we do CrossFit, you know, we do CrossFit. A lot of the employees do CrossFit. We have great gear for CrossFit gyms, sandbags and training vests and rucks, obviously. And we've made a shoe that's fantastic for training or coaching, right? And the word's going to get out on that, right? Because that's the big thing. Everyone's like, GoRuck, I didn't know you guys made shoes, kind of thing. But like, we, you know, like, GoRuck's been very successful on just owning rucking and training and getting outdoors and doing fun stuff with people, right? But like, we've got a lot of exciting things coming And, you know, we want to be very thoughtful about jumping the gun on getting something out there that's not mm-hmm. up to our standard. Right. So, you know, we've got a lot, bunch of announcements. I will tell you at least that, like, we will be focusing a lot about around, again, the experience, both on-site and off-site at the CrossFit Games, right? So make sure, like, I mean, hopefully we can come back, Fern, and we can have a lot more solid things to tell everybody, but we'll be thinking
about. Yeah, we definitely want to come down to Jacksonville and go to the shop, you know, mm-hmm. talk more about there. But the as you were saying, like just owning Rucking, when I was in Germany last September, I was out there for the Doc Regional with all the affiliates, but I went and spent a couple of days with Mac and he's like, hey, you just want to go, we'll stop on the Rucks and we'll just go for a short walk. And I was like, sure. Right. Yeah. Little did I know, right, that 14 miles later, we would be done with this short walk.
I love
but
that,
he had like he had one of those it was a backpack that it was actually a pretty slick backpack. It's like fairly low profile, but you just slide that that weight vest in the back.
The rock plate carrier.
Yeah, dude, that was a slick little setup, dude. And having like worn a decent amount of body armor and backpacks, I was like, this is fucking good to go, dude.
Yeah, it's a great piece of gear. But we'll have a lot more exciting news cool. when you do come. But like, hey, the you know, we're laying one good brick at a time, you know, and there's a lot of sausage making right now. And we're not ready to cook it just yet, but when mm-hmm. we do, it's going to be good.
That's awesome.
So when you go on your site, you have many products that you either sell made in the US or made elsewhere. For a different price.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, we did. I'll tell you, I mean, used to make everything in the US. And the truth be told, it has nothing to do about production costs. It's really where we make our products. It is the accuracy and the consistency and how durable the stuff is really what it is. And capacity, right? We are needing to produce more and more. And
oh, US, you mean like production capacity? Got it.
Yeah. US manufacturers in a lot of cases can't meet our demand. They're not on time. They can't do the numbers we're asking for and everything. So, you know, we do still have some US products, but a lot of them from overseas, not China.
Very cool. Yeah, we're going to make our way out there, right, Fern? When would be a good time, Jimmy?
I would say, how about the end of March? Like this week at the end of March.
We might be able to make, we have to look.
All right, Cody, you heard it. Cool. Right when my daughter has no school, my wife will be very excited about that.
It's funny. Hey, so our director of operations here, he's our vice president of operations, Robert Price, who's an amazing man. Former infantry machine gunner guy in the Army, not a machine gunner. He was 11 Bravo. Anyway, doesn't matter. He's an amazing individual. He went to Europe with me just recently. We had some, you know, talk about our European expansion or whatever. And when we were over there, he was talking about how at his daughter's elementary school, they sent home like 40 kids with the stomach virus. And so they shut down school or something like that. And all his family had the stomach virus. And he was like, it is a really good time to be on a different continent right now. The way he said it was kind of like, oh man, like you just said what you were thinking. And
and I'm not even mad at you.
Yeah. I'm like, you're probably right.
Oh, well, this has been great. And yeah, we would love to get out there. We'll see you in Jacksonville. And we're looking forward to seeing everything you guys have going on with CrossFit in the next year.
Yeah, well, look, I really appreciate you guys, first off, inviting us. And then what you guys are doing, you know, like how this podcast, this forum is really important. And I recognize it. Carrie, I'm sure, recognizes it. And, you know, the entire community does. You're a strong, consistent voice for a community that of business owners and members and passionate people who give a fuck about people's lives. and their health and wellness and happiness. So kudos to you guys. I appreciate, you know, what you all do.
Well, we appreciate that, Jimmy. You know, you've always been someone we've admired and, you know, looked up to in the CrossFit space. So we truly appreciate that because we do it just like you guys do for the right reasons and because we love it. So
yeah, and we're going to try to do as much activation with you guys at the game. So like I'm just looking forward to that whole thing and helping you guys, having a good time there, helping affiliates. And yeah, that's the whole game, man. So
yeah, well, let's connect about that because we've got I have some ideas.
I got an idea for the games. Hear me out.
That he has not thought of. This is just an
idea. You're going to like it, Fern. Do you think I can fit into a GR3?
Probably. I'm thinking Ace Ventura 2.
Okay, all right.
You know the little dude that he thinks he's going to fight the big guy and then he turns around with the dude in a backpack and he jumps out. I think we could probably make that happen.
All right. If Ackerman fits in a GR3, free GR3s for everyone in attendance.
I love it. I love it. It's all about the fan experience.
We can make this.
That's right. Yeah, cool. Well, yeah, maybe we could do like a ruck meetup. We can do some cool things.
Do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, for our affiliates out there. Well, awesome. Kerry, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you in person soon. And yeah, let's have a great year.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Best Hour of Their Day podcast. We appreciate you listening and choosing to have us help you in your passion for coaching and affiliate ownership. You can find more episodes just like this on all podcast platforms. If you're interested in learning more, you can reach out to us on any social media platforms, or you can visit www.besthouroftheirday.com to book a call. If you found this episode helpful for you, please share it so that we can help other coaches and affiliate owners to help build a bigger and stronger CrossFit community. Thanks for listening.